COVID-19 continues to impact the state of Arkansas as well as the nation. White River Health System CEO Gary Paxson joins us on the phone. Let's talk a little bit about the impact that COVID-19 and the current variant of Omicron is having here locally.
We are definitely seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases, particularly the new variant of Omicron. We use COVID Act Now. It's a website that tracks the presence and prevalence of the disease, and our county is listed as in a severe risk for the spread and presence.
Now, can you define what severe means in this case, and how does that compare to surrounding areas?
The definition is based on the number of cases per 100,000 lives. To put it in perspective, in December 1st, that number for Independence County was 18.1 new cases per day per 100,000. Yesterday, that number was at 159.8, and so they rank it on a scale of prevalence of cases. Pulaski County is in the 300s per day, and so we are not the worst in the state, but we are seeing an increase in that number. We've doubled our cases in the county just in the last week.
Now, you mentioned the Omicron variant is what we're dealing with for the most part right now. The previous that we heard a lot about was the Delta variant. Contrast the two, and I've heard a lot about the Omicron variant being less severe than the Delta variant. So should we even be that concerned about a rise in case numbers?
Short answer to the question is yes. We're seeing less severe symptoms. The contagious nature of it is far more contagious than we've seen in the Delta variant. We're seeing multiple people be infected with it. The symptoms are not as severe, but we definitely still need to be on guard against it. While some people may have mild reactions and feel like they have a case of the flu or a head cold, there are still those populations, young children, that are not eligible for vaccines are still at risk, as are the elderly and immunocompromised patients, patients going through chemotherapy or who have a disease where they just do not produce the resistance factors that a healthy person does. So we still have the risk of spreading that to those people who just can't fight the virus as well as others.
Now, we heard a few days ago the CDC actually shortened the recommended quarantine time. If we're seeing more cases and the number rising, does shortening the quarantine time actually factor into the rising number of cases, or is there a connecting factor there at all?
Excellent question. It's certainly a balancing act of risk versus benefit. We're all trying to balance. Nobody wants to go back to shutting the economy down. So we've got the factors of keeping businesses running, in fact, even keeping hospitals running for staff. So there's a delicate balance there that we're all trying to achieve. Ultimately, if we adhere to the safety factors within the confines of the situation we're in, the shortened quarantine period is a reasonable solution.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what each person can do on their own, if you will, the tools that we have available to us. Tell me about those.
First and foremost, some people may not want to hear this still, but you know, getting the vaccine is still the best thing for us all. While you can get the vaccine and still get the virus, again, the severity of the case is greatly minimized, and the risk of significant illness up to and including death are greatly reduced. So the vaccine is there, and it's been now approved for even children up to 5 years and older. So we've got a broader case there. So vaccines are significant, as are booster shots. We've got enough time behind us now where we know that the effectiveness of the primary vaccine dosage decreases over time, and that booster adds significant, it brings you back to a great healthy level of immunization. So the booster shots are effective. And then last is the masks utilization. One thing from a mask perspective, cloth masks have just been found to be very, very ineffective. So it's using the right type of mask, at minimum a surgical mask, ideally an N95 or greater mask, are still very prudent tactics against this virus.
Let's talk a little bit about the two hospitals that you have in the White River Health System. Those would be White River Medical Center and Stone County Medical Center. And I know it's been, you mentioned a balancing act in one of your earlier answers. It's been a balancing act as far as allowing people access to family or friends who are in the hospital for either COVID-19 or for other reasons, and trying to protect patients and staff. So tell me, will the hospital have to limit its visitors at this point?
We have adopted a policy that we've had in place for several months now. With the rise in cases, we have not modified that. We still limit visitors just on the basis of number of bodies in the hospital and reducing spread. So for the safety of those in our care and our employees, we do limits, but we are certainly allowing people to enter our facility and see their loved ones.
Talk just a little bit, if you will, about the hospitals themselves. Are they able to care for people who have other needs other than COVID-19? And how is the staff level right now?
We are taking care of our patients. There are extraordinary efforts taking place across the state for all of us to maintain our course and be able to serve. We are taking care of more than just COVID. We do not have the significant numbers of COVID patients that we did last summer, but we still have a high number of patients. So we're seeing other type of diseases. We're still doing procedures. There are cases where we have to delay them because of number of patients in the hospital and staff. Staffing is a challenge across the nation. There are things going on in the industry that are making it very difficult to staff, but we have done some creative things. We've brought in nurses, travel agencies, and offered some extra incentives to our own employees to keep them here, but we are still manning the fort. We are managing to continue to serve our mission, and that is our goal throughout this event.
What about surgeries? Are those looking to be canceled within the next few weeks to couple of months?
We're taking that functionally on a day-by-day basis. With the prevalence of the Omicron variant, if we have employees that test positive, or if we have an overabundance of patients in the hospital and a surgical procedure would require being put into the hospital, and it's an elective procedure. Anything emergent, absolutely not. We will do that regardless. But elective procedures that are not life-threatening, and it would be more dangerous to do the surgery and not have the appropriate staff to care for them. We have delayed a few, but we take that on a case-by-case basis and a day-by-day basis to make sure we can do the procedure in a safe manner.
Now, there have been several articles, both in a state and national publications, referring to nurses who are COVID-19 positive still working in healthcare facilities. Can you address that and whether or not that's happening?
It is a reality. Fortunately, the CDC saw the impending need of this, given the widespread nature of this virus, and they posted guidelines in December on how to safely walk into that situation for hospitals, manners in which it was acceptable to do so and have a COVID-19 positive employee continue to work. We have adopted those policies. We've educated our medical staff, our regular staff, our leaders on how to do that. It is necessary here. We've had to do that. It is not mandatory for any nurse. If they test positive, they feel well enough to come to work, and they're in agreement with that. Thus far, we've only had COVID-positive employees taking care of COVID-positive patients, but there are protocols in place for us to follow. And again, it's that risk-benefit scenario of if we have someone and there are appropriate safety precautions for us to take with that employee to minimize the risk, but if it requires us taking care of a very sick patient who otherwise would not get care, we will default to taking care of the people who need it.
And as you mentioned, that is only on a volunteer basis by the nurse themselves, and that is quite a testament to their dedication through this crisis.
Absolutely. We're so proud of them. They're tired. They've fought the battle valiantly, and we're so proud of each one who's stayed the course with us.
And lastly, what about expectant mothers? Is it currently safe to have a baby at one of your facilities?
Absolutely. Since the beginning of this, our OBGYNs have taken the precautions extremely, extremely well. All of our staff are versed in how to care for even someone. We've had mothers who've been COVID positive while delivering we know exactly the protocols to follow to care for the mother and the child in that situation. It is safe. Those units are guarded well, dedicated staff, and they're all following the regulations as required. We encourage anyone to still seek their child care needs with us.
Mr. Paxson, our thanks and our best wishes to you and your staff as you continue to navigate through this difficult time. What would you ask of the public as we move through this latest surge?
First and foremost, continue to protect yourself. We're all weary from postponing events, et cetera. Unfortunately, it's still necessary, but please protect yourself. Strongly consider getting vaccinated to get boosted. The other thing I would advocate that may sound strange, but we're all tired, we're all stressed, and we're all a little on edge. And I would just advocate that everybody be kind to each other. We're all struggling. We're in this challenge together. And being kind to each other and supporting each other is definitely needed. If you are struggling, there's been a lot of increase in mental challenges through this, anxiety, depression, or worse. Please, if any of those thoughts are occurring to you, reach out to someone. Reach out to a friend, a chaplain. We have experts available to help with that as well. But reach out to someone. Don't fight that battle alone.
Gary Paxson, the CEO of White River Health System, we thank you for your time.
Appreciate the opportunity, Chad.